Last year, the Waterloo Region District School Board announced it would begin a multi-year project to review texts that may be harmful to staff and students. At a school board meeting Monday night, as part of a review of books in its libraries that deal with racism and inequity, a local teacher was removed from the meeting. Carolyn Berjowski, a Waterloo Region District School Board teacher for over 20 years, spoke to trustees about removing books that may not be appropriate for children. Berjowski cited a book, The Other Boy by M.G. Hennessy, about the medical transition of a female who now identifies as a boy. A character named Shane is told by a doctor that taking puberty blockers and starting testosterone will make him infertile in the future. Shane responds with, "It's cool." This is a very typical adolescent response, Berjowski said. The book is misleading because it does not take into account how Shane might feel later in life about being infertile. This book makes very serious medical intervention seem like an easy cure for emotional and social distress, Berjowski said. Berjowski was interrupted by school board chair Scott Piatkowski, who said that he was concerned that her delegation may be problematic. "I would caution you to make sure that you're not saying anything that would violate the Human Rights Code," Piatkowski said. Piatkowski said Berjowski's comments might violate the province's protections for gender expression and gender identity. "I did get the impression that the teacher was speaking about age appropriateness," said trustee Cindy Watson, who was in favor of allowing Berjowski to continue speaking. The majority of the school board voted to remove Berjowski from the meeting. Three motions were presented by Watson requesting that a consultation process include the broader school community, that a written report be presented about the review process, and that the board develop a library review policy. These motions were rejected. "Today's at WRDSB board meeting is far too much. I'm not sorry that someone who opened the door to transphobic comments was stopped from keeping that door open. That's not overreach. Protect the most vulnerable. Uphold human rights. If you can't do that, sit down." Raised fist, medium dark skin tone. Laura May Lindo, at Laura May Lindo, January 18, 2022. Disagreements on important matters at WRDSB are not only inevitable, but also healthy. It stems from so many things, including factual judgments. Mike Ramsey, at trustee_Ramsey, January 18, 2022. "What I had hoped was that these motions would bring understanding and open communication to allow parents to have their say. Many parents do not sit on a committee. Parents and community members are concerned about books disappearing from classrooms," Watson said. "Our board policy is to make sure that parents, stakeholders, and community members can take part in meaningful decision-making." As of Tuesday evening, the board still had yet to post the video of Monday's meeting, something that is traditionally done the next morning.